Churchill was right when he said success is going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. But this whole attitude is true to every aspect of life, not just success. So people do things that you feel like a victim, they did it to you. They don't pay attention to you, they hit you, they steal from you, they give you bad advice, etc. And then you do things that cause mayhem or hurt other people or something. So one of my clients was approached by someone who gave her bad advice, and for reasons outside of either, she lost a lot of money. And she found herself falling back into this deep pit of anger, resentment, and what's the use? You know, that hopelessness. But because she has been using the DNA, adjusting energy, she managed to see that she is causing that, and she snapped out of it, etc. So what I answered in our hero program, she's in the hero program, is that she should expect more of this. This was just the first. There are tons of incidents, tons of memories that will come up because they need to be purged. You see, buried feelings, buried memories never die. They are just going to haunt you and keep you down. I am in a phase, and I have been for I don't know how long, is that I have been processing. It's not the processing, but like sit with it and see it and cry. I cry a lot. I cry about as much as I laugh, and I laugh a lot. And get in touch with loss, and get in touch with perceived loss, and get in touch with hurt, and get in touch with perceived hurt. And then get in touch with the evil things that you did or the shameful things that you did. If you allow them to come up and do the appropriate emotional response, like cry, then they consider themselves processed and they will remove themselves from your life. So I didn't do it for, I don't know, 70 years. And now I do it, so I have a lot more than most people, because 70 years is a lot of stuff. And yeah, so I do it a lot, and they are less and less horrible. One of the interesting things that happened to me some 30 years ago is I asked this woman who was, I don't know, medical intuitive or whatever she was, psychic, I don't know. I didn't have the distinction then, is why is it that my eyes are so dry, even though I cry a lot? And yeah, I am a total crybaby. Anyway, so she said that I haven't cried enough. And it was very interesting to hear because I did. So immediately I started crying. But I gave it some thought, and I really saw that I didn't cry enough when things were happening. I remained angry or resentful or victimized instead of just crying. It's like, oh, mommy, it hurts, and then cry, right? So I suppressed. I suppressed an awful lot. So I started really seriously cry about things, and it must have worked because my dry eye symptoms have diminished by an awful lot. And today I don't really have dry eyes, and I cry when I have time to look at things, and I pick movies, and I pick books, and I pick ideas, and allow memories to surface where I cry. So one of my I'm going to laugh. Okay, so one of the things that when you are this old as I am is when the old memories come back, I am kind of a little worried that they are the signs of me losing touch with what is now, that I am starting to get Alzheimer's, but muscle test says no, like a definite no. So I am not worried. No, I am still worried. But yeah, I'm still worried. Anyway, so that. Okay, thank you.